The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, September-October 2010. The theme of this issue is Essential Doctrine According to the Bible. In the Beginning. With the theme of Essential Doctrine According to the Bible, we endeavor to limit ourselves to those doctrines that the Bible declares are essential to be a Christian. We will be surprised to find that a clear majority of the required doctrines are not intellectual but practical. Many of us will find that others exclude us for doctrines which the Bible has not made essential, whether those doctrines are true or false. But will we use other less than essential doctrines to exclude others from the body of Christ? Part 1 discusses intellectual doctrines the Bible requires us to accept or reject. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he becomes a rewarder of them that seek after him, is discussed in God is and he rewards. Further intellectual doctrines we are required to believe are considered in Jesus is the Christ, as well as some that are required by man but not by God. But two intellectual doctrines we are required to reject are reviewed in Things We Must Not Think. Part 2 covers those things which we must do, the practical doctrines, which considerably outnumber the required intellectual doctrines. These are covered in four articles: Doctrines of the Heart, He Must Provide for His Own, Putting Away Sins of the Head and Hands, and Bridle Thy Tongue. There are other useful teachings which are not absolutely required of all Christians, because they are either less than essential for all, or because they apply only to portions of the gospel age. These are dealt with in Part 3, Respect God's Oaths, Helpful Doctrines, and Prophetic Teachings. A short article, Creeds versus Bible Study, outlines the temptations to create enforced creeds, which, conscientiously or unconscientiously, then take precedence over the Word of God. The final article provides some explanation of To Us the Scriptures Clearly Teach, which appears on the inside front cover of every issue. How shall we know a Christian? According to the Bible and not man? Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. 1 John 4:15 and John 13:35.